Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your platform works and what makes it stand out.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to explore your voice AI services. But hey, I appreciate the warm greeting. So tell me, what kind of voice AI solutions do you provide? I'm eager to learn more.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha.ai. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha.ai, nice to connect. I'm familiar with Dasha.ai as a platform that powers conversational AI, but I don't have details on specific partnerships like Vector Solutions. Could you share more about how your platform helps companies? I'd love to hear what sets you apart.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, especially balancing quality leads with cost efficiency. Sometimes it's tough to keep prospects engaged without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle natural conversations to boost those results?
Tell me more about balancing quality leads with cost efficiency and keeping prospects engaged.
Sure thing. Balancing quality leads with cost efficiency means finding the sweet spot where you attract genuinely interested prospects without overspending on outreach. It's about targeting the right audience and using smart automation to save time and money. As for engagement, keeping conversations natural and human-like is key. No one likes a robotic script. How does your AI create that authentic feel?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining a year from now with your service, I'd picture a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in effortlessly, with conversations that feel genuinely human and engaging. Revenue growth would be noticeable, and the sales team would spend less time chasing cold leads and more time closing deals. Sounds like a game changer. How do you support businesses to reach that level?
What do you mean by steady stream of high-quality leads coming in effortlessly, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By a steady stream, I mean consistently receiving qualified leads who are genuinely interested in the product or service, not just random contacts. That's important because it keeps the sales pipeline full without the feast or famine cycle, making revenue more predictable and growth sustainable. How does your AI ensure lead quality stays high?
Tell me more about keeping the sales pipeline full without the feast or famine cycle.
The feast or famine cycle, classic challenge. It's when sales come in bursts followed by dry spells, which makes planning and growth tough. Keeping the pipeline full means having a consistent flow of prospects at different stages, so there's always something to work on. Your AI must help by automating outreach and nurturing leads continuously, right? How do you keep that momentum going?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming the team. It's tough to maintain that human touch when reaching hundreds or thousands of prospects. Also, tracking which conversations actually lead to sales can get messy. How does your AI tackle these issues to make life easier?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and tracking conversations are affecting the business right now?
Good question. Scaling personalized outreach without the right tools can lead to inconsistent messaging, missed opportunities, and burnout for sales teams. Tracking conversations manually or with clunky systems slows down follow-ups and makes it hard to measure what's working. That can mean lost revenue and frustrated teams. How does your AI streamline these processes?
Can you go a bit deeper on lost revenue and frustrated teams?
Absolutely. Lost revenue often happens when leads slip through the cracks. Maybe a follow-up is missed or a prospect gets a generic message that doesn't resonate. Frustrated teams come from juggling too many tasks without clear insights, leading to burnout and lower morale. Your AI must help by automating smart follow-ups and providing clear data, right? how do you support teams to stay motivated and efficient?